Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The best baseball guy in the country, Houston's own, Robert Flores, Roflo, at Roflo, joining us here once again on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Roflo, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We saw you with our Astros. That's good stuff. Overall, pitch clock. What are major leaguers saying about it?
It's funny that the hitters think that they have an advantage and the pitchers think, no, I think we have an advantage. So I like it. I know some people are freaking out about it and some people don't like it. But then there's other people that just like to be mad for the sake of being mad. So it's really been 4 days. I guarantee you by May 1st, we're not even talking about it. It's just going to be something we don't notice. These guys, they're the best in the world at what they do. So they're going to be able to adjust and they'll be fine. And I actually think younger players who came up with this form of a pitch clock and system going up through the minors, I think they probably are a little bit further ahead with it than some of their veteran counterparts. So it's going to be fine.
Change is hard, and there are going to be some things that people are not happy about, and you hope it doesn't interfere with the actual gameplay itself. I think that's the biggest concern. I want to ask you about this: if Major League Baseball finds that things need to be tweaked, because the NFL, right, when the Saints had the non-interference penalty, NFL said, okay, we got a new penalty that we're going to add, and they didn't like the way it was called, so they took it out the next year. Is there any chance that baseball will say, you know what, let's add 2 seconds onto this? Or, in what I'm looking for is the last two innings, let's take the clock out, because just like the last 2 minutes of football or like basketball, yeah, where, you know, the end of the game is managed differently, let's give them more time to think it out over the last two innings.
I really don't think there's going to be any changes.
Okay.
Because here's why I say that. These rules, this system, this infrastructure, if you will, it has been tested and retested and retested at various levels of professional baseball, except for the major leagues. I mean, this system has been in place in the minor leagues for a handful of years. I know that they've done it quite extensively in their independent league partners. So this is why they're doing it right off the bat in spring training. Hey, guys, this is what it's going to be. Let's play some ready golf. Let's get in the box. No longer do you have to adjust your batting gloves after every pitch. Let's get in there. Let's go. And the same thing for the pitchers. So I think this is serving as their lab test. And it's going to allow guys to, get used to it, get comfortable with it. Now, if during the course of spring training they see that, hey, maybe we could go a tweak here or a tweak there, yeah, sure, I'm sure that they would consider it, but I don't think you're going to see a big change from what we're seeing now once the regular season starts.
I think it's cool. I think it's great. I was watching yesterday, and I feel like, you know what, just get in there and let's go. Let's just go.
Yeah, and you know what, I will say that, you know, people, fans that don't like it, they'll say, why are you changing the game? Why are they always changing the game? We love the game. Okay, well, then you should love that this is bringing back. It's bringing a style of baseball that I grew up with in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, turn on a playoff game. Go on YouTube or go on MLBVault.com and pull up, I don't know, the 1978 World Series. And the game is played differently. Guys are not stepping out of the box after every pitch. Pitchers are getting the ball and going. Also, I think the implementation of the pitch com is going to help this whole process be implemented as well. So it's not really changing the game or trying something totally new. No. It's going back to the way the game used to be played. And I love the way the game was played in the 70s and 80s. Let's implement speed and athleticism and pace. So I think you're going to see that come to fruition in 2023.
What about the I think the bigger impact is going to be the shift, the lack of shift. And mm-hmm. it's going to create more. You can't overplay my power, and my power is going to overcome your defense now.
Yeah. I just like in you referenced the NFL, and back in the mid-70s, look at what Roy Blunt did to those poor Oilers receivers back in the day and every other receiver in the league. So the NFL implemented the 5-yard chuck rule. The mm-hmm. NBA with the illegal defense.
Yep.
So it's other sports do it. Other leagues do it. I've never understood why baseball is this thing that you just can't touch. This pristine, perfect. Things change. You know, the things evolve. Our tastes evolve. The way we consume entertainment has evolved. And baseball has to evolve with it. And I think we're seeing that.
I think the one thing that's interesting, all these changes are happening now, like changes to the base size. Like they're making. You know, there's a massive amount of changes coming all at once, which is fine. The question I would have for you, though, I think everything that you're talking about, it does get to fan enjoyment as it you know, the hand checking. There's the points are to all the changes that are made usually are because we want to increase scoring. We want it to be more fan friendly. This feels right. like a move, Robert, that is it's smart because baseball's basically saying, look, we fundamentally understand that the younger generation of fans are not going to be able to sit through 3+ hours of games on a regular basis. We've got to make a fundamental change in how long our game takes, no, by all means necessary, for the future survival. And survival may be strong, but to continue to thrive, to potentially thrive, because kids who are 10 years old, their tastes could be end up being completely different. And if we've got 3.5-hour games on a regular basis, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think if this makes sense, I think that there is a distinction between length of game and pace of game. If the pace is going and it's going and oh my goodness, we're over 3 hours, but we're in the 10th inning or the 11th inning, but the pace has been good and there's been constant action and the ball's put in play and you're seeing the players' athleticism be showcased because there's more stolen bases. There's shortstops going to their left and their right and deep in the hole because there's no longer 5 guys on one side of the infield. So I just think it's more just about the pace and the injection of more athleticism into the game. So as I said, look, it's been 4 days and, you know, I shared the clip of what happened over the weekend between the Braves and the Red Sox where the game ended. You know, the game ended with the poor guy getting a strike called on him because he wasn't in the box. And, you know, there's some people with freaking out and hand-wringing. It's been 4 days. It's going to be fine. And like I said, by May 1st, I guarantee you we're not going to even be talking about it.
Nope. Robert Flores with us here. MLB Network on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. How embarrassed are you to be part of a company that had their top 10 list and the Astros rotation was 10th on that list?
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
It was 10th?
The Astros rotation is 10th best in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you got to take some people up on this.
And Fromber wasn't even in the top 10 pitchers in the league.
They said Fromber's not a top 10 pitcher in the American League?
No,
or
in the league in baseball.
Oh. Well, I mean, who you got the list in front of you?
Yeah. Corbin Burns, Justin Verlander, Carlos Rodon, Max Scherzer, Sandy Alcantara, Shohei Ohtani, Max Fried, Zach Wheeler, Jacob DeGrom, and Julio Urias. And wait a minute. Fromber with the consecutive quality starts,
right.
Winner of the All-Star game, Jacob DeGrom, who never pitches, ever, is never out there. Okay, yeah. Julio.
Is that the guy? Now, here's what I'll say. Like, every time someone comes to me complaining about a list, I'll say, all right, well, who are you taking out?
I'm taking out Zach Wheeler. I'm taking out Jacob DeGrom. I'm taking out Julio. I think Max Fried.
Oh, no, you can't take out Julio. That's the one I'm going to fight you to the death on.
Well, he's 10th on this list. He's 10th.
Julio is probably the best left-handed pitcher in the game right now and has been for probably 2-3 years. So, I see your argument on Jacob DeGrom just from a an availability standpoint, an injury, durability, what have you. I don't see anything egregious on there. I mean, Zach Wheeler, an amazing season. He's been pretty good for about 2 years now, especially since coming over to the Phillies. His career has taken a new step. I don't really have a problem with that list, but like I said, I could see your point on DeGrom. If you want to slide him down and move Fromber up a little bit, I wouldn't have a problem
with
that.
Okay, here's a question for you. Is right now, I firmly believe that because Fromber is a left-hander who throws a lot of hooks, even though he can hump it up to 97, and even though his strikeout numbers are pretty good, I believe that people just fundamentally underestimate him because he is a placement lefty who is a pitcher more than just a thrower. And I don't think he's getting the respect in a general sense. Forget the list. Just in a general sense that he deserves.
I would say that, look, the only reference or point of reference I have is, reading national stuff and talking with the guys I work with, be it insiders or analysts there at MLB Network. And I can tell you that they hold Fromber Valdez and what he does and what he has done, I would say, since 2020. In pretty high regard.
Mm-hmm.
Is Fromber Valdez going to get the national pub right now that, say, Max Scherzer or Justin Verlander do, or the aforementioned Jacob DeGrom? No. That's probably accurate, and I could see your point there. But to say he's being underestimated or undervalued from a national perspective and not getting enough respect, I don't really think that that's quite the case as much as maybe some Astro fans think. And I get it. Like, everyone thinks that their team never gets enough respect and the national media hates them and all that stuff. I understand that. That's just how it goes.
Oh, that's Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we've been like that a lot. But I think all lefties, I think power pitchers, I'm just saying historically, power pitchers always get a little bit more love than the crafty pitchers.
We see DeGrom on that list so high. I mean, look, when Jacob DeGrom is healthy and right, I think he's one of the – he has the stuff and the potential to be one of the all-time greats. The injuries and the injury problems have been an issue for him. So that could be the one where I agree with you. So maybe slide him down and move Fromber up. But make no mistake, Fromber Valdez is held in very, very high regard, at least at our place.
Is the McCullers injury? I'm kind of excited.
Not
that
great.
It's not great, but I'm kind of excited that Hunter Brown is actually going to start the season in the rotation.
Yeah, no, I think that the look, he's now going to be pressed into service, and luckily just. I talked with Dusty a little bit and just hearing from his conversations that he's had with the media and their news, their reports and stuff like that. He doesn't seem to be too concerned. I mean, yes, would he love to have Lance McCullers available opening day? Yes, absolutely. But just hearing from what Lance is saying and what everyone else is indicating, it sounds like it's going to be, okay, but it's definitely concerning. I'll give you another name. You mentioned Hunter Brown. I think at some point this season, and maybe it's right off the bat in 2023, Forrest Whitley's going to have to make a contribution. Whether it's at the back end of the rotation, in the bullpen, in a swing role similar to what maybe we saw Hunter Brown at points at times last year. But he's I know he pitched yesterday. He said he felt very good and felt, quote, pretty normal out there, which is all but considering what all he's gone through in the previous years, that's definitely a welcome sign. But he's going to have to play a role at some point for the Astros.
I guess. He's been with them since 2000. We just looked up his stats. 2016, in 70
right?
minor league games in 7 years, 6 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't imagine how difficult that is. And listen, when you come in with the kind of hype and be picked where you were, he knows, he feels it. He's eager to get out there and knows that there is a, you know, a lot of question marks surrounding him. But man, it's time, and they really need it. Look, the loss of Verlander was going to put the depth, it was going to test the depth. Now with this McCullers injury, the depth is really, really tested.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be back. Hopefully. All right, that's yeah. Robert Flores. We'll let you go. You got your show on in 15 minutes?
No. MLB Central returns 9 a.m. Eastern on opening day. 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Houston time. Hey, and real quick, can I give a shout-out to my brother, Richard, his basketball team, Cy Falls. He's the head basketball coach for the boys' high school team. They take on Klein Collins in the regional quarterfinals tonight in Tomball.
Oh, so. Nice.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I met about your brother at a Rockets game. Great guy. I mean, you guys, he's older, isn't he? Or are you older?
No, he's my younger, bigger brother.
He's younger, right. Bigger brother. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Matt, you guys look alike, and a really nice guy, and apparently a great coach. Great coach getting his team again to the playoffs. He's doing a hell of a job there. So congratulations and best of luck.
Appreciate
tonight.
It.
Robert Flores with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As always, Robert, man, we really appreciate it. Thanks for spending your time with us.
Hey, you got it, guys. Anytime.
All right, Robert Flores here, MLB Network, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Opening day starts Baseball Central? What is it called?
MLB Central.
MLB Central. Mm-hmm. MLB Central.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.